Ginther administration, city council, is the creation of the Inspector General's Office. So thank you, Inspector Hendricks, for being here. She is a 27-year veteran of the Detroit Police Department, an additional decade of service as an inspector. Can you kind of tell our community what your role, if any, will be in the bringing a solution and resolution to this recent police shooting?
Thank you so much, I want to say, Madam President, for having me on. What I will tell you is that the role has to play itself out. Right now, the investigations that are going on involving these shootings is something involving these shootings. Right now, there's a criminal investigation going on. Our office does not conduct criminal investigations. We are an administrative investigation. What our role is to make sure that we can be a voice for the citizens. We investigate allegations of misconduct, excessive use of force. We have several things on our website along with hotlines, and I can get a little bit more into that, as to how the citizens can reach out if they feel like their interactions that they had with the police was they feel like there was a violation. They can reach out to us and let us conduct that investigation. I'll give you a little bit more information. A lot of people ask questions about the Civilian Review Board. What I want the citizens to understand is that the Civilian Review Board, along with my office, has been charged with providing oversight for the Columbus Division of Police. So we are the Department of Inspector General. We are the investigative agency for the board. The board is consists of members of the community that are appointed by the mayor. So there, if the citizens feel like, again, like they've had some interactions with the police and they feel that there's a violation, they will come, they will file a complaint. We will do a thorough investigation. Our investigations are going to be based on whether or not the officer's actions and actions violated CPD's policies. It can be the city's policies, any laws. We will do that investigation. We'll provide our investigative findings along with our recommendations to the Civilian Review Board. The Civilian Review Board will take our recommendations and our report, and based on that, those findings will be forwarded either to the Department of Public Safety or to the Chief of Police. And again, our investigations are fact-based, so they're going to be based on whether or not that officer violated policy and procedure. That's what our job is here. I want to say we want to be the voice for the community. So again, I will tell the community, hey, if you have any interactions with the police, and again, our jurisdiction is only over the Columbus Police Department, but please feel free to just reach out and let us be your voice.
Do you have a number that the people can call if in fact they need to call and file a complaint or have an unfortunate interaction with Columbus Police?
I do, and I so apologize. I'm going to get that number. I just don't know it by heart.
So we're just going to say call the City of Columbus number, and we will get that number out to our individuals. Go ahead, Jerry.
Inspector, I do have a question.
But Jerry, we got one quick. Can I? Because I'm going to. I'm sorry, but we have to take this call. Donovan Lewis's his godmother, Miss Yanka Johnson, on the line, and we think it's important that we hear from her. Jewel, I'm going to need you and Marion to please take a headphone because she's going to be talking, and I need you to hear what she's saying.
I had the phone number for everyone to call in as well, 614-291-0955. Miss Johnson, good morning.
Good morning. God bless. I am Yanka Johnson. I am
Miss Johnson. Thank you for being on, and we are so sorry for your loss, but appreciate hearing from you this morning.
I thank you so much for having me. I just would like to say that we're grateful for the community coming out to help us with this walk. You know, we are emotionally fatigued. We're just emotionally fatigued that we have to go through such a tragic loss. And I am praying and I am believing, God, that the Columbus Police Department is going to work in our favor for justice for my godson. I hope and pray that people can come together during this time. Let's work together. I want justice to prevail. His mother, Rebecca, there's no word. There's no word. But how many more have to die? How many more have to die? We are just filled with so much hurt, so much pain. To go into his home and to go through things, it's just, it's so hurtful. We need love. We need justice. We need policies implemented. We are begging for support. For everybody who came out to the march yesterday, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. But we have to continue to work. Faith without works is nothing, is useless. So we have to work. And I just want the community to stand with us, please. I am a registered nurse, and I am giving mental health services for those who feel like they need it. So at the funeral, whoever will be there, there will be services, resources that will be provided so we can help the community. Because Donovan loved the people. He loved his peers. And when I interacted with his friends, they are hurting, and they need help. And we have to be the ones to step out and to help them. He was a loving person. He cared for people. He was passionate. He was passionate about the people that he loved. So I just want to say thank you again for having this. Thank you. I'm from Detroit.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. And what you're saying and what you are doing, the work as a registered nurse. And again, we're sorry for your loss. And my name is Jerry Saunders, if you didn't get it earlier. And Donovan participated in one of our programs at APDS, the UCAN Networks, a year ago. And so this is a good switch because you're talking about the mental health, and we've been talking about our administrators, the mayor's office, the Congress and all. And we have to also talk about what we need to do as individuals and as a community and as organizations in our community to be able to serve our young folks and adults in our community. So I'm going to ask Mr. Jewel Woods if he would talk, and Marion Stuckey, if y'all would talk a little bit about additional programs that we do have to offer. Because I understand what you're saying there, Mr. Johnson, and it's so true. So many people have a lot of grief that we just go right by and assume that they can handle it. So, Mr. Woods, if you would talk a little bit about that.
So, good afternoon. My name is Jewel Woods. I'm the founder and clinical director of Male Behavioral Health. My deepest and sincere condolences to the family. Just to piggyback off of what Mr. Saunders said, it's very, very important that we talk about the difference between grief versus trauma. And too often we are forced to, unfortunately, deal with the trauma. And I heard President Hightower earlier this morning talk about the tragedy of witnessing how Donovan was treated after he was shot. And so the... Yes, ma'am. So the trauma that we are exposed to by not just watching death, but by watching dying is something that we all have to experience. We got to talk about ways to kind of protect ourselves. But the piece that I hear you saying is the grief. And oftentimes we get so much caught up in the trauma that we don't make space for talking about grief. And the reality is, unfortunately, as you probably know, we don't have as much grief services as we need to. And there are some really important differences that I will share with the listening offices between trauma and grief, because this one piece that we have to talk about moving forward is this whole issue of trust. It is difficult to have trust when your grief forces you to lose faith. And when you mention so often, how many times are we going to lose black males? How many deaths are we going to have? How difficult does it become to have trust when your grief forces you to lose faith? And so I just want to honor that on one level. Make sure that our community is not just talking about trauma, but they're talking about grief. And this is the piece that I'll just say for the black males that are listening. Grief requires more than anything else. It requires being in touch with that emotional part where you mourn. Okay? And so it is all right, it is healthy, and it is necessary that you mourn and grieve. To not mourn and grieve is to actually make things worse, and it's what turns into this type of rage that we end up having to deal with. And so I'm going to turn it over to my colleague, but I just wanted to speak real briefly to this difference between trauma and grief and the need for our communities to make space for that latter. And I really appreciate your comments.
And Marion, if you go ahead and introduce yourself. We were moving. Ms. Johnson touched so many of us with her conversation, but we didn't make the formal introduction. If you go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yes, thank you. My name is Marion Stuckey. I'm the section chief for Neighborhood Social Services at Columbus Public Health, and I echo my deepest condolences for the loss. And I also echo what Jewel is saying. It's really important that we create space to just honor how we feel, no matter what that is. There's no right or wrong emotions. It's more or less having the space to heal and know that there's a community that does support. I heard the call for the community to honor how they're feeling and to get the support that's needed. So there's a great network of professionals that are here to provide support. We at the Columbus Care Coalition, we're one resource. We can be reached at 645-6248. There's a big network of providers that can help out. But it's just really important that we take time to honor how we feel, whatever that looks like.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to take a moment and go back to Inspector General Hendricks on there because she does have the number. But I also wanted to get some clarification here because you talked about when a citizen would have a complaint against a police officer. I'm thinking that based on the policy that we have, that does not include if there's a shooting. The shooting still goes through the BCI. That does not come to you. Is that correct?
That is correct. We're an administrative administrative agency, so we conduct administrative investigations. Mm-hmm. A criminal investigation would go first to BCI. They investigate the shootings. If for whatever reasons, I don't know what the finding is, there's a process that will end. Once that process ends, if it comes back to our office, we will do a thorough investigation as to what the officer's actions was to mm-hmm. see if, in fact, his actions were in compliance with policies, procedures, also if they were in compliance with the city policy procedures along with CPDs.
Thank you.
I did want to, you know, make sure that I had the number to give it out to citizens so that if they feel like they want to give us a call. We have a hotline that's operational 24/7. That hotline is 614-645-9600. That is 24 hours. I'm going to repeat it again. That's going to be 614-645-9600. That's our hotline. We do have a mainline number that you can also contact us Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. The main office line is 614-645-9601. And again, we do have a website, and that's also attached to the Columbus City website. And again, on the website, it also has that additional information. And citizens can file a complaint on our website if they like. They can download the form, mail it in. They can also come to the location, and we will take complaints in person. And also, I just want to throw out there that the Civilian Review Board, we meet the first Tuesday of every month, and that meeting is from 2 to 5. It is open to the public.
All right. Thank you very much. I have another question. I know you're just getting started, but turnaround time, have you guys established that yet? If somebody does come on the website or call in, that they can expect a day, 2 weeks to get back, to get in touch?
Well, thank you for asking. What I want to tell you is my team is dedicated. Any complaint we receive, because we do receive complaints that sometimes do not involve police misconduct. Sometimes people have called us simply because they're trying to get additional information. That turnaround time is within 24 hours. Because we're Monday through Friday, if someone files a complaint on the hotline after hours, they should expect to get a call from us the very next business day. But okay. I make it a point that my staff calls everyone, even if it's just to say, hey, you called us and it's not regarding police misconduct. You want a police report number? Let me give you the number so that you can reach out. So, yeah, we want to make sure that we respond to everyone's call. Again, we just want to make sure that we're there to serve the public, and really appreciate, again, you having me here.
Thanks for being here. And we're going to move on. We're tight on time. Yeah,
we have about 15 minutes left in this show. Again, right here on Magic 95.5 and Power 107.5, 106.3. My name is DJ Nails. And we're having a community conversation with all of our community leaders right now in wake of the violence that's been happening in the city. And on the phone lines right now is Yonka Johnson, Donovan